Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Financial Feminist, Overcome the Patriarchy's Bullsh asterisk, T to Master Your Money and Build a Life You Love, finance expert and feminist Tori Dunlap shares a wealth of knowledge designed to empower women to take control of their financial futures. Dunlap, renowned for her holistic and feminist approach to personal finance, brings a refreshing and deeply insightful perspective on how to navigate the often complex and male-dominated world of finance. With a blend of personal anecdotes, practical advice, and actionable strategies, the book addresses the unique challenges women face in achieving financial independence and wealth building. It's not just a finance book, it's a call to action for women to break free from societal constraints and build a life of financial freedom and personal fulfillment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the gender wage gap and its effects on women's financial health. One of the foundational issues Tori Dunlap tackles in Financial Feminist is the gender wage gap and its profound implications on women's financial health and independence. The wage gap is not just a disparity in earnings, it's a systemic issue that affects women's ability to save, invest, and accumulate wealth over time. Dunlap delves into how this disparity is rooted in historical and societal inequalities and offers practical advice on how women can mitigate its effects. She discusses negotiating salaries, advocating for promotions, and other strategies to close the personal wage gap. The importance of financial literacy and confidence in discussing money matters is also emphasized, as Dunlap believes that knowledge and self-advocacy are key to overcoming these systemic barriers. Secondly, investing with a gender lens. Investing is a crucial component of building wealth, yet many women feel intimidated or excluded from this world. Dunlap addresses this head-on by demystifying the process of investing and encouraging women to approach it with a gender lens. She explains the benefits of investment, including the potential for passive income and financial growth, and how women can begin their investing journey regardless of their starting point. Dunlap also tackles topics like the gender investment gap, ethical investing, and how to choose investments that align with one's values and financial goals. Through this discussion, she aims to empower women to take an active role in their financial futures and see investing not only as a means to wealth but as a form of self-care and empowerment. Thirdly, the importance of an emergency fund, a cornerstone of financial stability, as Dunlap outlines, is the creation and maintenance of an emergency fund. This safety net is vital for weathering unexpected financial storms, such as medical emergencies, job loss, or unforeseen major expenses. She stresses the importance of starting small if necessary, and gradually building this fund to cover several months of living expenses. This section offers practical tips on determining the size of one's emergency fund, best practices for saving, and how to prioritize this fund within one's overall financial plan. Dunlap makes a compelling argument for the emergency fund as not just a financial strategy but a crucial element of one's peace of mind and personal autonomy. Fourthly, breaking the cycle, debt management and elimination. Debt can be a significant barrier to financial independence, and Tori Dunlap doesn't shy away from this reality. Her approach to debt management and elimination is both practical and empathetic, recognizing the emotional burden debt can carry. She outlines strategies for tackling various types of debt, from credit cards to student loans, and emphasizes the importance of a personalized repayment plan. Dunlap also discusses the psychological aspects of debt, including the shame and stigma that can prevent people from seeking help. Her advice includes building a budget that prioritizes debt repayment, using tools and resources to stay on track, and the power of community support in one's journey to becoming debt-free. Lastly, building wealth on your own terms. The final and perhaps most inspirational topic Dunlap covers is the concept of building wealth on one's own terms. This includes challenging traditional narratives about money and success, and instead, defining and pursuing what financial freedom means personally. Dunlap encourages readers to set their financial goals based on their values, lifestyle choices, and long-term vision for their lives. She shares strategies for increasing income, optimizing savings, and making smart financial decisions that align with one's goals. This section is about more than just numbers. It's about creating a life enriched by financial independence and aligned with one's aspirations and values. In conclusion, Tori Dunlap's Financial Feminist, Overcome the Patriarchy's Bullsh asterisk, T to Master Your Money and Build a Life You Love, is a must-read for anyone, especially women, who aspire to break free from financial constraints and societal expectations to build a life of abundance and freedom. Woos, Dunlap offers more than just financial advice. She offers a new perspective on wealth and success that is inclusive, feminist, and profoundly empowering. This book is ideal for those at the beginning of their financial journey, as well as for those who have been striving for financial independence and need inspiration to push further. By embracing the lessons Dunlap shares, readers can make informed decisions that not only improve their financial health, but also align with their values and contribute to a more equitable world. Ultimately, Financial Feminist is about claiming one's power in a world that often seeks to diminish it, and it's a guide to living with purpose, confidence, and financial autonomy. If you would like to support Tori Dunlap, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.